Welcome. In this lesson, I'll show you how to build the Monroe Reese patch in Ableton Live 12, a vocal-driven restyle pad for a deep jungle atmosphere. It's a beginner-friendly workflow that uses only live stock devices, Waveedable, Operator, Simpler, Vocoder, EQ8, Compressor, Saturator, Chorus Ensemble, Hybrid Reverb, Grain Delay, Auto Filter, and Utility. By the end, you'll have a reusable instrument rack you can drop into drum and bass or jungle mixes. Overview: we're making a few things, a vocal modulator track, a multi-layer detuned carrier with a separate sub, an Ableton vocoder routed so the vocal modulates the carrier, and a post vocoder chain for grit, movement and depth. Finally, we'll save it as an instrument rack with macros for quick performance control. Project setup: start a new live set. Set your BPM in the 165-175 range for classic jungle tempo. Create two tracks, an audio track named Vox Modulator and an instrument track named Monroe Carrier. Setting up the modulator, the vocal import a short vocal phrase, 1 to 4 bars, into Vox Modulator. Breathier, vowel-rich phrases work best. On the vocal track, add EQ8, and set high pass at around 120 Hz to remove low rumble. Add a gentle bell boost of 3 to 5 dB between roughly 1.5 and 3.5 kHz to bring forward intelligibility. Add light glue compression, ratio about 2:1 with medium attack and release, to even out levels. If the vocal is thin, a little saturator at drive 2:4 can help add harmonics. For beginners, either leave warp off to preserve performance or use Complex Pro if you must align timing. Ideally, import tempo-matched audio and keep warp off. Choosing and creating the carrier, detuned Reese layers on Monroe Carrier, load Waveedable or Operator if you prefer a simpler approach. Create two Waveedable oscillators that act as the main Reese layers. Oscillator should use a saw-type waveform. Set an octave lower to add weight. Give it unison 3 and small detune between about 0.05 and 0.15. Oscillator B can be a saw an octave above or the same octave, detuned slightly in the opposite direction and reduced in level, so it supports rather than overpowers. Add a third chain for a pure sub. Use Operator or Simpler with a sine wave an octave below and low pass at around 120 Hz. On the main Waveedable, insert a 24 dB low pass filter with cutoff around 2 to 4 kHz to start, and keep resonance subtle. Use unison and stereo spread to add width. Unison voices 3 to 6 with low detune works well. Configuring Ableton vocoder: after your instrument devices on Monroe Carrier, add the vocoder audio effect. Open the vocoder side chain and set the input to Vox Modulator so the vocal feeds the vocoder as the modulator. As a starting point, set bands between 24 and 40 for a balance of grit and clarity. Use a short attack, around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and a medium release between 100 and 250 milliseconds. Start with the vocoder at 100%, wet on the carrier track, and adjust later by blending or using a macro. Leave formant or shift neutral to start and tweak small amounts to taste. Important: vocoder needs to be on the carrier track and sidechain to the vocal, otherwise it won't work. Shaping intelligibility: pre-vocoder EQ on the vocal is crucial. Keep the vocal high-passed, and emphasize 1.5 to 4 kHz to make vowels readable. On the carrier, cut lows below about 200 Hz so the carrier doesn't compete with your sub. If the vocoded result loses consonants, increase the number of bands, or add a parallel layer with a dry vocal at very low level beneath the vocoded pad to restore transients. To tame sibilance, make a gentle dip around 6 to 9 kHz on the vocal with a EQ8 or use multi-band dynamics to compress the top band. Post-vocoder processing: texture and movement immediately after the vocoder. Adds subtle saturator set to soft clip to give harmonic grit. Add chorus ensemble with low depth and slow rate to widen the pad. Use a frequency shifter or tiny pitch modulation to introduce slight attune and create beating. Keep amounts small, just a few cents or Hz. Insert an auto filter with a slow LFO, 0.05 to 0.25 Hz, to create a drifting movement. Send a portion of the signal to a hybrid reverb return with a long, dark tail and high diffusion for deep atmosphere. Keep the send level modest. Optionally, send some to grain delay with small pitch and short time for shimmer and glitchy texture. Put a utility last in the chain for overall width control and to quickly mono the low end, if needed. Blending the effect in context, keep your sub on its own chain or track. Low pass that sine under 120 Hz, and check it in mono to ensure the low end is tight. Sidechain compress the Monroe Carrier to the kick or snare so the pad breathes with the rhythm. A glue compressor or compressor with sidechain works well. Use CQ carving in the pad stem to make space for drums. Dip around 200 to 500 Hz if drums are dense there. Automate vocoder wet. Filter cutoff and reverb send across the arrangement to make the pad evolve and remain interesting. When you're happy, save the carrier as an instrument rack and map useful macros. Cutoff, detune amount, vocoder wet, reverb send. Save it as Monroe Reese Deep Jungle Atmosphere.add. Common mistakes to avoid: don't forget to set the vocoder sidechain input. If you do, you'll get silence or no modulation. High pass the vocal or you'll introduce mud. Avoid too few bands if you want intelligibility. Bands in the low single digits will become unusable mush. Don't oversaturate or squash the vocal before the vocoder. Dynamics help the vocoder behave musically. And don't forget a dedicated sub layer, or you'll lose the deep energy that defines jungle. Pro tips: fewer vocoder bands give harsher texture. More bands give clearer speech. For jungle, a 24 to 40 band range is a great compromise. Try parallel vocoding. Duplicate the carrier. Use slow bands on one for grit and high bands on the other for clarity. Then blend. Map low pass cutoff, vocoder wet and reverb send to macros so you can perform quick changes. Small form and shifts change the tone. Negative for darker, positive for thinner. Use pre-delay on reverb, 40 to 80 ms, to keep transients clear. Save multiple rack versions labeled subtle, classic Reese, and massive so you can swap quickly. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. 1. Import a 2 to 4 bar vocal phrase to Vox Modulator. Apply EQ 8 with HP at 120 Hz and a plus 3 dB boost at 2.5 kHz, then light glue compression. 2. On a new instrument track, build Monroe carrier in Wavedable with two saw oscillators, detuned and a sub sign chain. Insert vocoder and side chain the vocal. Set bands to 28, attack 20 ms, release 150 ms, and wet 100%. 3. Add saturator, chorus ensemble, an auto filter with an LFO, and send to hybrid reverb with a large dark tail. 4. Automate the Wavedable cutoff from close to open over 8 bars. 5. Save the rack as Monroe Reese test. Your goal is a 4-bar example, where the vocoded vocal forms a deep pad that breathes with a filter sweep and sits under a kick pattern. If the vowels aren't readable, tweak bands or add a low-level dry vocal under the pad. Recap: you prepared a clean vocal modulator with HP filtering and EQ. You built a detuned multi-layer carrier with a separate sub. You routed the vocal into Ableton's vocoder via sidechain and set bands, attack and release for a balanced result. You shaped intelligibility with EQ and band count, then added saturator, chorus, frequency shift, auto filter and hybrid reverb to create depth and motion. You saved everything as a rack with macros so you can use it in future tracks. Final notes: keep two versions, a stable saved rack and a working copy you can tweak. Always a slash beat against the dry vocal, so you don't lose the original character. Use small musical macro ranges and freeze or resample when CPU gets heavy. And before you save a song, do a quick checklist. Is the sub mono? Is the vocal high passed? Are consonants present through a dry layer if needed? Are macros intuitive? Did you bounce a CPU-free variation? That's it. Load up Lev 12, follow the steps, run the practice exercise, and start crafting deep jungle atmospheres with your Monroe Reese.